Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now you stand there tongue-tied. You know, I just learned that Piers Morgan did a big attack on me yesterday. And I take that as a badge of honor. I'm attacked thousands of times a day by the New World Order because I do want justice and I am trying to tell the truth. I'm not perfect. But I can only stay in this position and fight these people with your support. So thank you for your word of mouth and your prayer. Savannah Hernandez, we don't have time to play all these clips, but I want to get back to drugging children at the border. And a major conservative outlet, we won't say the name, had this footage for a while, didn't put it out. The Border Patrol has said this is going on. They're obviously drugged up on an opiate, and they're being used because then the government lets them in if they have children. Now, with getting rid of Title 42, anybody comes in. This is just, it's so shameful, and it lets you know just how damn evil the people are running our government.
Yeah, you know, Alex, I was talking to a lot of the National Guard members that are at the border, and it was heartbreaking to hear what they're going through down there because they're watching children drown in the Rio Grande as their parents force them to cross every single day. They have little kids who are just abandoned because their parents got swept away. They're watching people drown. We just had a National Guard member, Bishop Evans, drown trying to save illegal immigrants who were involved with drug trafficking at our border in Eagle Pass, the exact same place where I was at. Also, the cartels own cell phone towers across the way in Mexico from Eagle Pass, where those National Guardsmen are posted up. They're finding the cell phones of the National Guard, and they're sending them pictures of dead bodies and death threats and telling them they're going to kill them. So that's what's happening to our National Guard at the border.
And Savannah, interrupt. You're saying important stuff. When I get upset, it's empathy because I know I'm in danger and my children are. Folks, this is bad. This is America doing this. I mean, we are in danger when this is going. You understand? You think it's going to stop there?
Yeah, Alex, it was very difficult to see. It's really horrible that the Biden administration is allowing this to prosper and is allowing it to
happen. God, is Biden not just, it's so evil, everything he does. It's so fantastical. I can't even believe it.
I can't either, Alex, which is why, you know, I do like going out on the street and reporting on these things because you read these headlines, you see these statistics, and it's so evil and insane that it sounds too crazy to be true. But then you go and you watch people crossing over, you go watch our National Guardsmen have to put their lives on the line to go save these people who are trafficking drugs across our border. And then you have the Biden administration and our entire media that's like, illegal immigrants are being whipped at the border because the National Guard and the Border Patrol are so evil. That's what
and the Border Patrol is whipping the horse.
Yeah, exactly.
This isn't what it, whatever.
So they're twisting the narrative. They're allowing this to prosper. The cartels were celebrating once Biden got into office because they knew they were going to be making millions, not to be vulgar, but so people understand what's happening at our border. Women and children are being raped by either the Mexican police on that side or by the cartels.
Even the UN says 88% of women coming across are being raped.
It's horrible, Alex. It's horrible to see. When I
mean, look
there,
at this.
I was, there's different areas, right? When people cross over, they'll change clothes because they're all wet. And so it looks like a trash bin has exploded on the border. And I'm looking around and I see children's shoes. I see birth control and I see condoms littered everywhere.
Oh.
And it was horrific because it's like, I know that people are getting sexually assaulted here. I know that children
are going through things here. I'm glad you're a Truth Social. We want to get you back with InfoWars. We know you're posting a Bando video. Amazing. Amazing work you're doing. And this is scary and crazy, but not as bad as going into 1,000 Antifa by yourself. So we thank you for coming in. It's been amazing. Promise we'll start visiting more often.
I promise, Alex. I love you guys. I miss you guys. And I'm traveling a lot, but when I'm not, I'll try to pop in when I can.
You did a great job on Harris's Pit this morning.
Thank you so much.
Are you
so going to
hang out with old Owen?
Hey, I don't know. I don't know if I'm big enough to go on Owen's show, so we'll see.
Oh, my goodness. and Owen.
I know. He's one of my favorites. What can I say?
What
another
a dynamic
mentor.
Duo over there.
I know. Good old Owen. Sweet boy.
So, anyways, we got the great Roger Stone coming up, but first, it's a couple minutes long. It's going to be posted to Bando Video. It went viral in the last few days, a clip of myself from September 14, 2021, with Bill Gates being exposed. Here's Bill Gates in his own words coming up, and then the wrecking ball, the American patriot, the former political prisoner, Roger Stone. Was he really censored on Twitter relaunching, or what really happened? It's all coming up. Stay with us.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're fighting the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're fighting the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The issue that really grabbed me as urgent were issues related to population, reproductive health.
This radio show, InfoWars.com, is about action. It's about being involved, being informed, and standing up to con artists. Earlier, I played some clips of Al Gore's lecturing high horse how any disaster, any problem, any dust storm, any fire is the result, any flood, of human activity. When carbon dioxide is much lower than it's ever been recorded in history, that's what's crazy. They tax flatulence of animals. They tax the carbon dioxide that comes out of plants. And I've seen Bill Gates. I played the clip. And I've seen the New York Times. In fact, Google New York Times, a tax to breathe or paying to breathe. And they said, yeah. See, they take something absurd and go, yeah, we are going to tax you to breathe. It's for the earth. And I've seen Bill Gates say in that little yuppie voice, and then what we need to do is get this graph down to zero on carbon dioxide being output on the earth. How are we going to do that? Well, humans are the main thing, and we put out individually this amount at the TED conference. What do you think about that? And everybody goes, ah, and he goes, that's right. We've got to get this down to zero. And he puts his clicker and puts an image of a human up there. And all the little anti-human control freaks, you know, that mommy never disciplined, like get off on the thrill of, we're going to kill everybody. And Gates laughs with him. And then there's I should do a special newscast on this on the Nightly News where I just show a little giggling about killing us. The giggling about killing us at TED conference. The giggling about killing us at another conference where he said, if you, okay, wise old Nellies that rule us. If we get rid of grandma and don't give her end of life care, we hire 10 teachers. What do you think about that? And I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, it's just like scum, Nazi filth, trash, garbage, maggots. We are all ruled by little chicken neck Nellies going, kill everybody. I get off when I talk about cutting people's power off. I'm a Nelly. Just simpering control freaks and big nerd packs, taking everything over, ruling everything, becoming police officers with weapons, tasering us for fun. I've had it with control freaks and scum. You people are cancer. All right, I'm not in a good mood now. I start thinking about Bill Gates up there, that little chicken neck. Hopping her now, a little murdering eugenicist. You know how he walks like a demonic elf. Hey, Bill Gates. I'm going to shoot you up with something that's going to kill you dead in a hammer. How's a 30-year death from gut disease sound, African children? Roll up the sleeves. I'm a little chicken-neck bastard, and nobody's got the will to see what I am.
So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero, and that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. The problem is that the population is growing the fastest where people are less able to deal with it. So it's in the very poorest places that you're going to have a tripling in population by 2050. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3. Now, malaria is, of course, transmitted by mosquitoes. I brought some here so you could experience this. We'll let those roam around the auditorium a little bit. There. There's no reason only poor people should have the experience. Those mosquitoes are not infected, but that's a trade-off society is making because of very, very high medical costs and a lack of willingness to say, you know, is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
But by the way, all that NPR voice, all that Nelly stuff is Delphi technique training.
An epidemic, either naturally caused or intentionally caused, is the most likely thing to cause, say, 10 million excess deaths. Today, the greatest risk of global catastrophe doesn't look like this. Instead, it looks like this. If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war.
Oh, hi, I'm Bill Gates. I want to give you some shots that are going to kill a lot of people and do hurt you, but we're going to be indemnified by governments, taxpayers. Also, my dad did run Planned Parenthood, and I do believe in depopulation and killing old people. But it's okay, because I'm wearing a pink sweater. And you notice who works for me, Mark Zuckerberg, wears a pink sweater too. And now all of his money's tax-free as well. And he wants you to take shots as well. So, if you don't take the shots we want to give you, we're going to have you taken off the internet for now, and you won't be able to leave your house unless you take the shots. So take the shots, because there's just too many people. I'm Bill Gates reminding you, don't go to band.video, and just do what I say. We need more childhood death, okay? Bye-bye. And I almost forgot, I'm wearing a pink sweater.
We are now joined for the rest of the hour by the mighty Roger Stone. Roger, I want to talk about Elon Musk. I want to talk about the economy. I want to talk about Russia. I want to talk about January 6th. All of it with you, my good friend, my compadre. But wow, I got a bunch of texts last night. And I didn't call you. I want to bug you. Like, Roger's back on Twitter. And then within hours, it was banned. And, the New York Times, the Washington Post, I've got a Huffington Post, they're all right here. Oh, he's banned again, thank God. And then you text me, you go, actually, I texted you, I said, is this true? He said, no, that's not even my account. So they can't get anything right. Elon currently hasn't taken over completely, but regardless, you and I are a litmus test here. We should be reinstated. Wow, Roger, this is just crazy. What do you make of this?
Well, first of all, let me take a moment to salute Savannah Hernandez. As you know, she was the producer at the War Room when Owen Schroyer and I were teamed up. She's really emerged as a great spokesperson for freedom. Very, very proud of her. A member of the InfoWars family originally. Great to see her on the air with you, Alex. This is kind of an exercise in political activism. I was with you when we learned that Elon Musk had successfully acquired Twitter, and it was a celebratory moment. By the way, if you want to look, folks, that particular version of the Alex Jones Show has had over 350,000 downloads online. And I knew it was good news, but then I began to see lists of those who have unjustly been deplatformed, including President Donald Trump, you, of course, Alex Jones, Mike Lindell, General Mike Flynn, my good friend Milo, so many others. But I noticed that I was missing from all those lists. In all honesty, perhaps it's because I was deplatformed way back in 2017. I was a pioneer. And as you pointed out to me at the time, when I was deplatformed, no conservatives rose to my defense. No other conservatives other than you, Alex, were outraged. We'll talk about it on the other side.
That's right, Roger. And real quick, where do people find the verboten Roger Stone fix?
They can go to stonecoldtruth.com right now, stonecoldtruth.com, or they can check out my show, The Stone Zone, at frankspeech.com every day at 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern.
All right, we'll be back with the living legend, Roger Stone.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So, Roger, the big debate is, will Elon Musk reinstate people, which will totally enrage the left? Trump, I think, foolishly said, oh, I'm not going to go there. I'm on Truth Social, which he doesn't even post to. He should get the Twitter and then point at that. But you know Trump better than I do. Moving on from that, Roger Stone dumped from Twitter almost as fast as he rejoined. More fake news. So you're getting into this big battle over Twitter and these latest pieces of disinformation.
So what I did, Alex, to prove my point was I, instead of trying to get my currently suspended Twitter page reinstated, where I had just short of 1 million followers, I purposely posted a new profile, confident that the current woke staff at Twitter would ban me immediately, and it only took 6 hours.
Okay, because I barely talked to you this morning. I misinterpreted. You were just saying, I get it, it wasn't an official account, though.
No, it wasn't. I just did it to prove a point, and that is I am among the banned. I am among the censored. I'm one of the pioneers when it comes to censorship. My hope is, and what I was trying to, the message I was trying to send to Elon Musk, who I have huge respect for because I think he's kind of more of a libertarian than anything else. Believe me, I'd be driving a Tesla if I could afford one, is that the staff there, the people working there, have got to go. He needs to clean house and put in software engineers who reflect his vision, which is a vision of free speech. I've been watching his tweets on a friend's Twitter feed, and he admits that the left in this country has moved even further to the left. He thinks the right is too extreme as well. Not necessarily wrong about that. But given the shift to the left, if you're in the center, well, that, unfortunately, these days puts you on the left. I think Elon Musk is neither left nor right. I just think he's a truth teller. He's an entrepreneur. And most importantly, he understood that when it came to a tender offer for Twitter, well, money talks and bullcrap walks. I mean, at the end of the day, he made them an offer that was so great that they put aside their ideological mission of crushing free speech by people like Alex Jones and Roger Stone and Laura Loomer and others, and they took the money.
How long do you think it takes for him to get full control? Like, at what point do we get mad that he hasn't reinstated us? Because, again, we have our own platforms. It's not about, oh, we need that platform. It's about the symbol of us being brought back. How long do you give him until we start getting a little bit upset?
Well, I don't want to paraphrase Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, but I'm not a Wall Street expert, and I'm certainly not a financial expert, so I don't know how long the completion of his transaction will take. But I hope that when he does get control, he realizes that he needs to clean house.
They're already saying he's going to get rid of that lawyer and the head CEO.
Well, and I love the idea of turning their headquarters in San Francisco into a shelter for the homeless, and I hope he will relocate the entire operation to either Texas or Florida.
Good idea.
I mean, what I love about this guy is that he's such a straight talker. They can't pigeonhole him as a right-wing extremist because he's not a right-wing extremist. He's an entrepreneur, but he has a commitment to free speech.
Well, Roger, you've been for marijuana decriminalization. You have been for prison reform. You have been for gay rights, and then they call you an extreme right-wing Nazi. I mean, it's just none of it makes – it's not true.
No, I'm a libertarian conservative. People know that. You know, there was a time that I was pro-abortion. With my redemption in Jesus Christ, I've changed my views radically. I'm now very pro-life. I feel very
strong. And by the way, it's not fake. Roger calls up and preaches at me. It's pretty astounding. You're definitely not faking.
Well, the birth of my first great-grandson really just reinforced my belief that abortion is murder, and I'm now opposed to it. But I'll be attacked for that as well. Look, the bottom line here is more than just the acquisition of Twitter. Twitter is the head of the snake. Whenever an idea, no matter how absurd or ridiculous, for example, the Russians helped elect Donald Trump, whenever an idea like that reaches critical mass on Twitter, then the dopes who are in the newsrooms at the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal and CNN
and the Justice Department take it as gospel. So that's my next point. They are in hundreds of articles a day saying you and I led January 6th attack, which is preposterous. As you warned me a year ago, they are now creating that false narrative and that drum. Where do you see that going?
Yeah, I think that we now lose the source of the talking points. I mean, first of all, there is no evidence. I think we both made it very clear. We know nothing about the violence or the illegal acts on January 6th. I feel nothing but empathy and pity for those who were arrested because I think their due process is being violated. I think that people are already have already served more time in hellhole-like conditions than they would get if they were convicted of trespassing, for example. Many of them do not have adequate legal
And then off of that, they want to arrest all of us. And it's a top story everywhere. They're like, they just keep hammering it. So what do you expect to happen?
Oh, I don't know. Take, for example, my friend Sal Greco, the New York police officer. They're trying to ruin his life. He wasn't even there on January 6th. He was in the hotel room with me. He knows nothing about any illegal activities. But, you know, they're trying to destroy him. They're trying to take away his pension. By the way, you can help him by helpthisnycop.com. Helpthisnycop.com.
Because they're trying to fire him. That's the crazy point. They go, why wasn't Roger at the thing? Because I had to have 30 security people to break through the crowd of a million and get there. Barely could. It was a nightmare. And you were like, I can't get out of the hotel. It was a million people there. Imagine being Roger Stone, Alex Jones, or Donald Trump and a million people. I barely got into the ellipse. So the idea that, oh, you didn't go because you were quarterbacking an attack, it's just ridiculous.
Well, at least three Washington Post reporters all confirm that I was never in the so-called war room inside the Willard Hotel. If there was a war room, I'm unaware of it. I certainly was in no war room.
But you know why they call it War Room, Roger. We had a show called War Room. We still have it. You were the co-host. That's the name of Bannon's show. So he was doing a show called The War Room. That's the games they play.
Yeah, well, the real War Room is on every day, 4 o'clock Central. I believe it is maybe 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Central, here at InfoWars. That's the real War Room. If you want to see it, we did a great version of it last week. Owen Schroyer he's improved dramatically since the days that I was there, and he was good then. So you don't want to miss the War Room today, right after the Alex Jones show.
And again, it's called War Room. We're not plotting to kill people. It's called the War Room.
Well, James Carville was in a documentary entitled The War Room. It doesn't connote advocacy of violence. It's just a name. But I did want to tell people the truth about Twitter. So, no, I wasn't banned. I was already suspended. I'm still suspended. But I do want Elon Musk to notice that I am among those whose free speech rights have been snuffed.
All right, stay there. I want to get into the Ministry of Truth. I mean, I say that, and it sounds like I'm lying, but it's real. They've announced the Ministry of Truth. We have clips of this, congressional hearings, the Roger Stone coming up. An actual Homeland Security Ministry of Truth has been announced. Roger Stone's our guest. Thank you for joining us. Newswars.com, Infowars.com, Band.video. Can't share those links on those platforms, so you share the new link that's not censored for now, battleplan.news.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Discredit its validity or validity of reporting surrounding that. How can you assuage concerns of people who are looking at this person who's been appointed to this position and wondering if she's going to be able to accurately judge misinformation now that a lot of that reporting has been proven to be factual in some ways.
Well, I don't have any comments on the laptop, but what I can tell you is that it sounds like the objective of the board is to prevent disinformation and misinformation from traveling around the country in a range of communities. I'm not sure who opposes that effort.
Prevent disinformation, headed up by the whole Russiagate hoax lady. Unbelievable. Biden's new Ministry of Truth director turns out to be a raving lunatic. This woman ran the whole Russiagate hoax. Unbelievable. Roger Stone, what do you make of this?
Well, Alex, just in case anybody thinks you're kidding, here's the cover of today's New York Post. Big Sister is watching you. Let's be very clear. Nina Janowitz, the woman who is now the head of the Ministry to Orwellian Monitor Our Speech, is herself one of the progenitors who claimed that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, called out on that. She said, well, she was merely reflecting what Joe Biden said. Well, Joe Biden was lying, and therefore she is lying. She also was lauding Christopher Steele, trying to say once again that the Steele dossier was legitimate. Sorry, Nina, that's BS as well. And her worst nightmare is that free speech absolutists, she says, would get a foothold in the internet. I don't understand that. Those who want
who died and made her the thought police goddess.
Well, evidently Joe Biden did, or Joe Biden was told to by Barack Obama. So this is outrageous. Americans should be very angry. We're smart enough on our own to figure out what is the truth. American people are very, very smart. They can discern BS from facts, but not if they're never exposed to the facts. So this appointment is outrageous. It is obviously yet another attempt to control news. She's worried that minority communities will be marginalized by the advent of free speech. That's bizarre. That's mental illness. That's crazy. It's almost as bad as Robert Reich, the former labor secretary under Bill Clinton, saying that Elon Musk's commitment to free speech is the hallmark of every great despot and dictator in history.
That's right. He said free speech is anti-free speech, and the group going against Marjorie Taylor Greene is called the Free Speech Group. It wants her so she can't run from office because she says they want to keep people from winning office. So she says they're trying to frustrate the voters' will. The most critical way to do it is to not let a candidate run. I mean, that is the essence of election fraud. For saying they want to stop candidates, she now can. They're trying not. I mean, let her run. It's just. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's election interference, as the left would say. Once again, this woman savagely attacked former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, perhaps the greatest mayor in New York history, and said that he was peddling Russian disinformation. When in fact we now know that virtually everything, everything Rudy Giuliani said about Hunter Biden's laptop is correct, except for it's much worse than we were led to believe. So disinformation is the hallmark of this administration, and this appointment is particularly disgraceful. This woman, Nina Janowitz, has no credibility whatsoever.
Let me ask you this question. I totally agree with you, Roger Stone. Why are they like being cartoon character villains? I mean, a Ministry of Truth, and you've got new WEF announcements of depopulation. I mean, they're just, it's insane. And then when we counter it and go, hey, we don't want a Ministry of Truth, doesn't exist, you're crazy, or we don't want depopulation, oh, you're crazy, doesn't exist, or we don't want censorship, oh, you're crazy, doesn't exist. The gaslighting isn't working anymore, in my view. How do you see this with 193 days out from the midterms unfolding? I mean, how can they grab victory from the jaws of defeat?
That's why they're in such a hurry, Alex. As our friend Tucker Carlson points out, they don't act like people who have the luxury of time. They know that every single day that more and more Americans are waking up to what's going on. Let's be honest. InfoWars has a lot to do with it. That's why they're so desperate to shut InfoWars down, because it is a beacon of freedom. I'm going to come out right out and say it. The only reason I've got the energy to do this broadcast is because I'm using BrainForce Plus. I don't get paid to say anything about that, by the way. I have no deal with Alex Jones.
By the way, every time you do that, they run national headlines. Like, it's bad that we sell a well-known brain formula. I mean, we just sell whatever the top thing is. We clone it. I mean, it's like, oh, my God, Roger Stone went on Huffington Post, New York Times. He said Jones has a good brain pill. How dare you, Roger? Well, whereas you can go to Whole Foods and buy the same thing for $5 more. I mean, it's just insane.
Actually, that's not true, because what the stuff you buy at Walmart or the stuff you buy at the drugstore is laced with ephedra, which, yeah, it gives you a quick burst of energy, but then you crash. Brain Force Plus is subtle in terms of it gives you energy and both mental and physical focus, but there is no after effect. So, folks, go to the InfoWars store right now and order your Brain Force Plus.
Hey, right. Brain Force Plus is amazing. So is Turbo Force. So is Brain Force Ultra. Three different formulas. So Roger, midterms, give us your handicapping of that. What do they do with every number showing they're devastated? The political realignment has turned into a landslide. What are they going to do?
Well, first of all, there's a concerted effort to make sure that many in these upcoming Republican primaries are rhinos, so that the Republican majority in the House and the Senate is illusionary. It's not enough just to take both houses. We have to be discerning. We need to elect candidates like Laura Loomer, like Mike Crispy in New Jersey, like J.R. Majewski in Ohio. I use those as examples. We need to elect candidates like Jan Morgan to the U.S. Senate in Arkansas, like Jackson Lawmeyer and Dr. Randy Grellner in Oklahoma. We have to have subsets of true American patriots who can use their leverage to drive the Republican majority. You cannot just say election night, well, the Republicans won, the Republic will be saved. That is unfortunately not the case. So people need to focus on individual races. America will be won or lost between now and this November. We do not have the luxury of time, folks. This is it. This is the struggle for freedom. It'll be decided in the upcoming primaries and in the upcoming general election.
I totally agree. We are under attack, but we have the dagger of truth. And if we use that dagger of truth, we will survive. If we don't, we deserve what happens to us. But I got to say, Roger, how weird is it? Because I know you were around with Barry Goldwater and all those guys. And Ronald Reagan warning of this, and Ron Paul, and now it's all here. I mean, this is like, this is crazy.
Well, Alex, nobody's been more accurate than you have. They made fun of you, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, when you began predicting everything that would happen. The New World Order is here, folks. These people have no regard for civil liberties, no regard for the Constitution, no regard for the law. They have a short period of time which they intend to crush the American system, to bury our heritage, to erase our history. The worst thing you can be today is a white male. I mean, that's toxic to them. So folks need to go to InfoWars right now. Either if not interested in buying one of their great products, there is a donate button you can give to. I was in Austin last week. This is real, folks. We're not just crying wolf. The legal attacks, the lawfare attacks coming at InfoWars every single day, the attacks on me and my wife in these basic...
Stay there, Roger. Stay there.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Shows call her. They call her a stupid woman, but I found her to be very instinctive and very smart. MTG winning in a record level in Georgia and an example of what really scares the globalists. Here she is in a press conference, the full thing's up on InfoWars.com yesterday, top story on Yahoo last night, this morning, saying she wants Milo Yiannopoulos and Alex Jones and Elon Musk at a roundtable about free speech. She's introduced a bill to counter all the attacks on free speech. Here it is.
There'd be a lot of people I'd love to invite to this roundtable. I see someone standing behind you right there, Milo Yiannopoulos. I think he'd be a great person to have there. Alex Jones would be another person. We'll put together a great list of people who have been just almost deleted from public life due to this type of censorship. And I think Elon Musk will enjoy talking with them.
And once they do that, Roger, you and I have experienced it. It's not just that you're silenced. Then they can say whatever lie they want about you. This Elon Musk thing is big. And I want to go back to the earlier question. How do the Democrats, the deep state, counter this when the whole world's turning against them? Obviously, election fraud. And now they're saying it's illegal to question election fraud with their Ministry of Truth. What are your predictions in 193 days?
Well, as I've said previously, my greatest concern is that Dr. Fauci and his colleagues will cook up some new pandemic, cause a public panic, lock down America, and then the Democrats will jam through federal legislation, which Joe Biden, somebody will put hold his hand and help him sign it, into law, that requires that all voting in our next federal elections be by mail-in ballot. Mail-in voting is an invitation for fraud. Elections should be held on one day and one day only. And I applaud Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham. Carrie Lake's running for governor of Arizona. Mark Fincham's running for secretary of state. They are pushing a proposal to return to paper ballots. Paper ballots is how we conducted our elections successfully in this country for decades. Texas always used paper ballots. And paper ballots are more trackable. There's less opportunity for fraud. Yes, there should be provisions for absentee ballots. If someone can prove that they are too sick to go to the polls, too infirm, or that they have a work commitment out of the state that doesn't require them to vote, there are provisions that are fair for absentee ballots. But this dropping of 300,000 questionable ballots in the middle of the night, which we, by the way, saw in France, which we saw in the last presidential election, that cannot be allowed. So,
and Roger, let's not debate this. The Democrats in a bunch of cities have illegal aliens voting now. I mean, so they admit this. I mean, they're engaged in mass fraud. There's not a debate about this.
I wouldn't be surprised if they had space aliens that are voting. So you guys at Media Matters, you can now run to your computer and you can post that if you want. Have fun.
It's satire. It's a joke. So let me ask you this, Roger. You make your great points. What do we do to counter this? Pray, get involved politically? I mean, what extra can we do to stop this catastrophe that we're steaming into?
Well, first of all, you said the most important word. People do need to pray. Prayer has real, real power. I'm only before you through the grace of Jesus Christ, only through the power of prayer. Otherwise, I would have died in a dank Georgia prison of COVID-19, which was the government's plan for me. Only through the intercession of the Lord am I with you. Yes, if you're a liberal elite in New York, you can snicker at that. You can mock me. You can say that it's a head fake or some kind of pose. Don't really care what you think. Only care what he thinks. So, now that we've dispensed of that, secondarily, free speech is the key to everything. You cannot galvanize public opinion. You cannot mobilize the demand for free, fair, honest elections without free speech. I still believe that we are the majority. Unfortunately, we're the silent majority because many of us have been silenced. But as I have said from the beginning, we need to create our own community on the internet. We need to have our own news programming, like InfoWars, which uses its own servers, which doesn't rely on Amazon or Google or Apple or anyone.
And that's why it's so precious to support. Let me play these clips for you then and get your take on them. What's going to happen with Biden? We knew 3 years ago you and I got double banned by Facebook. They listed us and said, you're allowed to call for violence against these individuals. I'm not kidding, folks. Look it up. Paul Watson, yourself, Louis Farrakhan of all people, 25 names put on the list for saying he had cognitive disabilities from brain surgery. Now that's completely clear. He can barely talk. I want to ask you, how do they extricate themselves from Biden? But first, here's a clip of him not being able to say kleptocracy, which is the name of himself.
That will enhance our underlying effort to accommodate the Russian oligarchs and make sure we take their ill-begotten gains. We're going to accommodate them. We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy. Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies. But these are bad guys.
Yeah, these are bad guys. You're a pedophile. What happens to him?
This is a guy who, by the way, was very proud to point out that they had put together the largest, most comprehensive voter fraud operation in America.
Remember, he said that. We put together the best fraud. He said it.
Yeah, he just blurts the truth out from time to time on those days that he doesn't know what day of the week is. By the way, if we're going to be seizing properties, the multi-million-dollar condominium in Miami Beach owned by Ukrainian President Zelensky, the actor, the comedian, the dancer, that should probably be seized, because I'm not sure how he afforded that. Look, I said this last week. It didn't get as many downloads as our conversation on Elon Musk, but I still predict right now that Joe Biden will be removed by the 25th Amendment. He will be constitutionally and legally removed as president shortly after the election. They will deify him while they're doing it. He will presumably agree to step aside. And they're going to say, this great statesman, this great American, unfortunately, he's not well enough to do the job anymore. We're going to have to remove him. It requires a majority of the cabinet plus the acquiescence of the vice president. So I stand by my prediction made last week right here on the Alex Jones Show that they will replace him after the election, because the net result of the corruption and the sexual exploitation of children and the drug use and the treason that is documented in the three laptops of Hunter Biden that we now know are absolutely real, coupled with high gas prices, food shortages, crippling inflation,
imploding border,
and those surging across our border, that's just too heavy a burden.
No, you're right, and it'll be like a public funeral, but he'll still be alive, eulogizing him, but he's being removed. I totally agree with you. Let's play this clip. This is Ari Melber on MSNBC inverting reality and saying, if Elon Musk takes Twitter and has free speech, that'll meddle in the election. Everything he's saying here is what they've done to us. Here it is.
You own all of Twitter or Facebook or what have you. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees, or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else. And the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election. Elon Musk says this is all to help people because he is just a free speech, philosophically clear, open-minded helper.
So there they are describing exactly what they've done and claiming freedom is what they've done. I mean, I've never seen such inversion.
Ari, what you're talking about happens on Facebook today. Republican candidates are not allowed to use their advertising app, not allowed to use those. Democrats are. Ari Melber is one of the greatest distortionists of all time. I mean, this guy is really a freak. And guilt by association is his favorite tactic. Absolutely his favorite tactic.
Well, it looks like a deer in the headlights and they have no viewers. In closing, 30 seconds, CNN Plus collapsing in 1 month. What do you make of that?
Well, it's like they say in the dog food business. The dogs hate that stuff. Nobody's watching CNN because nobody believes it. As I've said many times, I don't get my news from CNN for the same reason I don't eat out of the toilet. Thanks for having me today, Alex. God bless you. Have a great weekend, and Godspeed.
Best website again.
StoneColdTruth.com. And check out my show, The Stone Zone, at frankspeech.com at 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central today. God bless you.
You ought to steal Steve Bannon's name in the war room for your show.
Well, I think we may steal it back.
It's a joke. All right, thank you, Roger. I'll do 5 more minutes, and then Jay Dyer takes over. Thank you, Roger Stone.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.